כאלוקינו, כאדוננו, כמלכנו, כמה שיהיו. כאלוקינו, כאדוננו, כמלכנו.
So it's 5:02 here at WMFO Medford, and that was Kara Chaim David. And let's just see, we go back to our I can't get back into that program now. Okay, I'm not sure where our next DJ is, time travel, so should be coming soon. Maybe he just got stuck up with the traffic. I don't know. So we'll put something else on until he gets here. Let's see. We'll send this out. Okay, let's go into here. Let's do another one of these donation PSAs. That would be good. And let's see. Oops, that's not it.
You? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Okay, so let's see what we want to do next here. Email the playmate. Let's see. So I'm going back to my current playlist. Okay, so I played Chaim David, Ein Kelo Keinu, from his CD Grateful and Alive off Samer Music. And Gershon Veroba was the artist Sof Davar from his CD Turn It Around on Samer Music. And I think that's really everything that I've played for you. All right, so we'll go find something from... let's get something from... let's see if we can find something from Leonard Cohen. That would be good. All right. Let's see, Democracy, that's what I want to hear. Oh. There we go. Let's see if we can get this up for you.
Say it all. to the machinery for change, and it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family is broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate like now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station.
Give us your
91.5
money.
91.5 WMFO.
Give us your hard-earned money. Give us your money. We need money. Keep me and Joyce employed here at WMFO. My thanks again to Joyce the Voice. It does the voicemobile every Wednesday night from 3 to 5 p.m. Thanks for filling in for a few minutes after I got a little stuck in traffic, but also had some things happen this week that were pretty nuts. Some pretty crazy life for Chris Earle this year. And so today, we're going to wing it. We are going to wing it. All requests today on time travel. I'm going to start you with this one.
Skybird, this is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message in two parts. Break.
Time travel here with you until 7 p.m.
I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched, I let it burn.
With Chris Thurl here with you till 7 p.m.
Get away from her, you bitch!
WMFO Medford.
Hey! Psst. Here she comes now.
WMFO Medford.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
It's all request time travel today. Call on in.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
855-915-WMFO.
Guess who's back?
A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor, some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock. when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating, when I'm rocking the table while he's operating. Hey! You waited this long to stop debating, cause I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating. I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me. So come on and dip, come on your lips, fuck that, come on your lips. And get ready, cause this shit's about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits. You damn it! Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. Little hellions, kids feeling rebellious, embarrassed. The parents still listen to Elvis. They start feeling like prisoners helpless. Till someone comes along on a mission and yells, bitch! A visionary, vision is scary. Can start a revolution, polluting the airwaves, a rebel. So just let me revel and bask in the fact that I got everyone kissing my ass. And it's a disaster, such a catastrophe for you to see. So damn much of my ass you ask for me. Well, I'm back. Fix your minutes and I'm tuning in and I'm gonna enter in and up under your skin like a splinter. The center of attention, back for the winner, I'm interesting. The best things in wrestling, investing in your kids' ears and nesting.
Testing, attention please.
Feel the tension, soon as someone mentions me. Here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who sent? You sent for me? Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so
everybody, this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me.
A tisk and a task it, I go tit for tat with anybody who's talking this shit, that shit. Miss Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked. Worse than them little Limp Bizkit bastards. And Moby, you can get stomped by Obie. You 36-year-old boy, had it fat clone me. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listen to techno, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole. Full of new insults, I've been dope. Suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes the shit just seems everybody only wants to disgust me. So this must mean I'm disgusting. But it's just me, I'm just obscene. Yeah. Though I'm not the first king of controversy, I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley. To do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy.
Hey,
there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge, but no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me. So everybody, just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy. Cause it feels so empty without me.
Well, that was fun. It's some Eminem for you. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to your Freeform station here in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. And again, it's Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. It's 855-915-WMFO. I think it's time to bring back Paul's Calls.
So we got Paul with us on the phone, who's got some thoughts of his own about what's going on. Paul, what's your take on what's happening with the Affordable Care Act? I must remind you, it's affordable because affordable is in the name.
Right. Well, let me tell you what life was. I'm 73, and of course Chris, who runs the other show, is my son. But I'm 73 years old, and I grew up, my father was actually a Harvard graduate. I think maybe I've talked to you. And he married one of his high school students and had four children back in the 40s. All right. We lived in the old farmhouse my mother's mother owned. I can remember it burned 25, 30 gallons of oil a day in the wintertime. The oil bill in winter was the biggest thing. And this is how much money he ever spent on insurance. We lived in Rhode Island. And we shopped in Massachusetts, and at that time Rhode Island had a sales tax. We never had one, but my father never bought any car insurance. Rhode Island was like New Hampshire used to be. and he never bought any insurance except for the insurance which we bought when we were in school, in elementary school and high school.
I remember those. I had that. I had that plan when I was growing up.
Yeah, those kind of plans. And me, I got into economical motorcycle riding. And I went to BU, 4 years at BU, high tuition, room and board. I used to ride a motor scooter, Cushman motor scooter, the freshman year. Then I bought a BMW one-cylinder motorcycle for $360, and I used to drive it back and forth. And then I never bought any insurance except for when I was in school. And when you're 18, 20 years old, you just think you're invincible.
Yep.
on the ski slope, on the motorcycle. Used to do a lot of sailing and swimming, and we used to swim up the bellbuoys. But you're never going to get all these young people. That's what they want, to buy all this insurance if you're healthy. And it's the same as the 80-20 thing again. 20% of the people consuming 80% of the wealth.
Yep.
And most of us grow up healthy. I mean, we used to go to a family doctor, Dr. Lent in Tiverton. He used to visit homes. It was $5 to go visit Dr. Lent. And except for maybe accidents, you know, some kids might break a leg or something, and I don't remember any of my friends really getting seriously hurt in any car accidents. Although, you know, when I got on a larger scale in high school, I remember, you know, three kids getting killed,
sure,
hitting the stone wall in South Tiverton. But, I mean, this is the big problem. You always have healthy people who are young. And you were talking about, I was listening, you know, you're too busy entertaining yourself and, you know, money for movies and candy.
Yeah, it's
going to the boys club on Saturday.
It's a furthest thought from your mind.
People that do it. Yeah.
I mean, I held out on the mass plan and for years after it launched until... I think it was only just...
That's right.
It was only a couple of years ago.
You weren't on insurance.
I used to pay the fine because I'm healthy, and paying the fine was more affordable than signing up for the health insurance. And, you know, I was in my 40s by that point. So what do you think about single payer? I mean, if we go Medicare for everybody, is that a better alternative to what we've got right now?
I don't know. I worked for the big corporation, and I was fully covered until I too lost my job at 62, and then I went on and you know, at that age, and my wife, I didn't want to drop it. I mean, for a while I was paying over $1,000 a month, and I met people, you know, as we laid people off here, as the big electronic corporations folded, like Honeywell and Digital and Wang, you know, I bumped into people who just went to not buying insurance even when they were older.
Yeah.
You're taking a big chance as you get older. When you're 20 years old, healthy, you're invincible.
Yep.
And even my father lived to be 69 years old. And he didn't go to doctors on a regular basis. Unfortunately, he liked to drink a lot of milk and top round steak and hamburgers. And he had the coronary thrombosis at 69. He didn't cost the healthcare system anything. He died. He went to bed one night and he died in his sleep. And he'd been sick a couple of days. I remember he used to visit the library in his old age in retirement. He'd go to a library, read movies all day, and. That's how it was, but that's the big problem. How do you get the young, healthy people to buy insurance that's required?
I don't see it happening anytime soon, and thank you for your call.
Okay, you bet. Bye-bye, Derek.
We'll talk to you soon.
That's it. There's dear old dad talking about the healthcare system. Still very, very much in the present, my dad. Dear old dad. And I'm still glad to have him around, you know. Anyway... Time travel here with you until 7 p.m. I'm doing requests. I got a couple coming up for you. Somebody want to hear some Elvis? Here's one from Elvis, and I'm going to play a little Prince. But 855-915-WMFO is the request line. I'm going to jump around and just do whatever today. Call on in. It's your show.
Straddle that Greyhound and rode him in the Raleigh and on the cross.
trouble had turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. Now people there who care a little about me and have only let the poor boy down. Hey.
To a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, The ring of fire.
The ring of fire.
The ring of fire.
The ring of fire.
Goes out by request to GC. Giada Cogshanka. Ring of fire.
Person or object whatsoever that requires your attention is something that has veered from its path and preordained destiny of total enlightenment.
I never wanted a typical life, scripted role, trophy wife. All I ever wanted to be left alone, see my bed's made up at night, cause in my dreams I roam. Trying to find don't belong here. But now that I am mine, without fear, I am gonna conquer with no fear until I find my way back home until I. Born with this dream, with the dream outside my head, that I could find my way back home. Find my way back home. Power to the ones.
Power to the ones who can raise a child like me. The path was set, but if you look, the truth will set us free. I've heard about those happy endings, but still a mystery. Let me tell you about me. I'm happiest when I can see.
Isn't that nice? That's Prince. It's one of the later ones before he passed. And before that, Funk and Roll. Funk and Roll, everybody. Funk and Roll. Man, great tune. That guitar and that, just amazing. Yeah, Prince is gone, but we're still playing him. He lives on here at WMFO on Time Travel with Chris Earle. My man, Prince, lives on. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. I have good friends. I learned this week I have some very good friends. And I think you learn things from one another. And I think it's important that we're all connected in some point or another. I really feel that. And I've felt it more and more this week. I got some good friends. And I would like to just do a shout out to my good friends, most of which aren't listening to this radio program. But it's a blessing. It's a blessing. I'm just sending out a blessing, everybody. I should do some Church of Time Travel. Maybe I'll do a little bit of the Church of Time Travel in a moment. But what I have now, this is fantastic. It's Bach. Like, you know Bach? Bach meets Batman. What? We'll be right back. Beautiful. That's from 1967. That's the Explorer, Bach meets Batman. How can you top that? How can you top that? You really can't. Well, I guess you can. I know who I'm going to top it with. I'm going to top it with The Godfather of Soul by request. Little Cold Sweat here on Time Travel. Everything about that is great. Everything about that song is fantastic. Cold Sweat, James Brown. 2 minutes and 50 seconds of downright funk. I met James Brown. I actually played cards with him at Foxwoods. He was down there at Foxwoods, and I was with, I believe it was my friend Kerry at the time, and Kerry and I had gone down there to see James Brown. Of course, if I'm getting her wrong, I mean, I don't know. It was some girl I don't see anymore. But anyway, we were going down to see James Brown. And when we got there, and this was early on at Foxwoods, they had printed out another set of tickets and people were in our seats. So what they did was, like, right out of Goodfellas, they took a table and they put it right in the front. And I got to see James Brown front row. And Foxwoods before he died. He died in 2006. So this had to be the early 2000s. I went maybe late 90s even. So a little later on after the show, just wandering around, you know, as you do when you're in your 20s and you're seeing the show and you're kind of getting drunk and playing cards and stuff. And I'm sitting down at the card table playing some $5 blackjack. And who walks in? James Brown. Sits right down at the table. He's got his entourage. And, you know, it was late. It was like 2, 3 in the morning. So there wasn't a whole bunch of people. But a couple of people noticed and started coming over. And he sat and he ended up winning about $100. And he stayed about maybe 20 minutes and just kind of BS and talk about the show and just anything, you know, food. And, you know, it was pretty awesome. And then, of course, when he took his $100 that he won, the other guy at the table had to ask, "How do you feel, James?" And he turned around. And he smiled at all of us, and he said, "I feel good." Cool James Brown story here on Time Travel today. I miss the guy. fantastic performer. Probably no Prince without James Brown. Prince, my number one guy, but probably no Prince without James Brown, that's for sure. So there's my James Brown story. So now, schizophrenic radio today, I guess, here on Time Travel, because I'm going to jump to Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, this is a story about a guy named Al, and he lived in a sewer with his hamster pal, but the sanitation workers really didn't approve, so he packed up his accordion and had to move to a city in Ohio where he lived in a tree, and he worked in a nasal decongestant factory, and he played on the company bowling team, and every single night he had a fringe recurring dream where he was wearing lederhosen and a vat of sour cream, but that's really not important to the story.
Well, the very next year he met a dental hygienist with a special attitude on her arm, but he didn't even touch any lobster number, then he got himself a job on a tater tot farm, and he spent his life saving on a split level game, 20 miles below the surface of the earth, and he really makes a mighty fine jelly bean and pickle sandwich for what it's worth.
And one day Al was in the forest trying to get a tan, when he heard the tortured screaming of a funny little man. He was caught in a bear trap and Al set him free, and the guy that he rescued was grateful as could be, and it turns out he's a big chef producer on TV, so he gives Al a contract, and what do you know, now he's got his very own Weird Al show.
Request some more Weird Al Yankovic. Time travels here with you until 7 p.m. It's WMFO Medford.
Sometimes I feel like I need a vacation. Sometimes I feel like I wanna go to the city of cavemen, the city of bedrock. I'd be a Flintstone. Now I'll tell you why.